Speaking of social media, we were talking about this the other day, but I want to know your thoughts at 833-563-2539. How soon is too soon to make it, I guess you could say, Insta-official, but that would be any social media platform. And Mackenzie, you kind of were bringing this up. Is it you or somebody you know? What's the deal?
Well, all of it. Like, I didn't know this was such a huge thing. So I'm talking to one of my really good friends. We've been friends forever, for at least 10 years. And he also is in our business. And he all of a sudden drops this bomb. He's like, yeah, I have a girlfriend. And I've had a girlfriend since, I don't know, like April-ish. And I was like, what? She's not on any social media. Like, he posts every single day. I was just shocked because he doesn't post. And then all my friends were like, yeah, you don't post, like, when you're with someone.
Now, does he post it all, though, anything else, just not her?
Yeah, he posts tons of stuff, but never. I was just shocked. I'm like, what? You have a girlfriend? Like, I thought I was your friend, and I had no idea. And she's lovely. I was just shocked that people see my thing. I guess is that with someone, you'd be like, yeah, I'm proud, and you want to be with that person. But then I guess you just don't. I get that you don't want to put it out there in case something goes awry. Then you don't want to have all those pictures. So, but I didn't know it was like a thing. I always thought. Too, and not to like throw guys under the bus though, but they want to keep their options open. So like if they're talking to other girls or they're dropping comments, I assume they don't post like, hey, this is who I'm dating, because that would limit their game, right?
Well, I'm glad you don't want to throw anything out there. Thanks for backing the bus over.
I mean,
every
girls
man.
Probably do that too, right?
833-563-2539. What do you think's going on here? And when do you think, is it too soon to make it Insta official, or just in general, start posting and sharing maybe pictures or videos of that someone that you're seeing? Now, I have a couple of thoughts of what might be happening here, and I'll be interested to see what other people think might be. My one thought is, well, obviously, he's got another girl. So he doesn't want to, like, get himself caught, you know, because if he don't see him with any other girl, he'll be fine. But then I just thought of something else, too, which I wonder if anybody can relate to at 833-563-2539. Mackenzie, that is, maybe this other girl, and maybe you know the answer, you can just kill it right here on the spot, is she just getting out of, like a marriage or something like that, where maybe it's not finalized? Because sometimes people will start seeing each other, even though the relationship previously isn't over. Like, they know they're getting divorced, but they're not officially divorced yet. Like, could this girl maybe, like, hey, I can't have you all up in my stuff yet, or put me all in your stuff until it's official?
Oh, I get that. I don't know the girlfriend at all, so I have no clue. But, I mean, that would make sense. But then I also think about Kim Kardashian West. Kim was pregnant with Kanye's baby before her divorce was final from Chris Humphries, because it can take like 5 years. You know, do you never showcase somebody else? But then I'm looking at famous, like, I have a lot of famous friends that are legit famous, and they do not post their significant others, like, ever. Like, even she's not my friend, I wish she was, but like Gigi Hadid, like, there's no post. You'll never see Tyler from The Bachelor. You know, they've been like seen all over NYC. Like, there's no posts of them at all, ever. Like, they
really
keep it private. Yeah. He's probably, you would think he'd be like, yeah, supermodel, I'm dating all over the place, but no.
All right, 833-563-2539. I want to know if you think there's something to that, because I hate to think that the person's automatically cheating, but there's got to be something going on.
Like, I get you want to keep it private, but then also aren't you proud of that person? I don't know.
All right, let's go to line number one this morning. Hey, good morning, Gwen. What do you want to say?
I was just going to say, I think it's a little bit strange. I get wanting to keep it private. I mean, I have a boyfriend and I've posted maybe 2 pictures and we have a child together. So, like, everybody knows that he exists in my life, but, like, it's still, like, a privacy thing.
Okay,
you know?
So maybe keep it minimal, just, like, 1 or 2 photos.
But do you think in this situation, Gwen, there's cheating going on or there's another girl? Because that's what everybody's assuming.
I think that if it was me personally and my boyfriend didn't post any pictures, I would maybe assume that. I don't know.
Okay. Right. I guess I was going to say, I have some singers that are friends, and they never, ever post with a girl, ever. And I think it's because they have multiple girlfriends, obviously.
Well, no, here's my thing, though, too. For example, with the whole fake romance going on with Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
It's not fake.
It's not real.
He thinks it's a PR stunt.
Well, but here's my thing, though. When any of these celebrities, like girls, for example, guys can lust over things, but girls are like, oh, I love him, he's so hot. Like, you would be so mad if they had a significant other, because you want that to be you. So I think in that celebrity case, which is kind of a whole different conversation,
right?
I think they appear to be single because that's just how it is.
And I totally get that. I mean, it's so funny. Even and I'm not saying anything about myself. I'm just saying if I ever, when I post a picture with like Lance Bass or like anytime it's with a dude, I get heat. I get like, I don't want that. I don't like that.
Katie, good morning. You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you think?
Lance Bass is married to a man, by the way. Just
I agree with the privacy of a relationship.
Okay.
I've been in a relationship for a year, and it's nothing to do with wanting to appear single, because I do have on my relationship status that I am in a relationship. I just do not have who I'm in a relationship with.
And you just don't want comments, or you just don't want people knowing your business, or what?
Well, I mean, I feel like social media is just that. Social media is for people who you may not be close to on a regular basis. I feel like all the people in my life, my teenage children, my mother, my best friends, they all know him. They've met him. And it just keeps negativity out of your relationship. Everybody has something to say on social media. So why give them the opportunity to put any kind of doubt or negativity inside of your relationship?
That's a great point.
Now, can you just tell us, because it's just us two, us three talking, who are you in a relationship with?
His name is Derek. Actually, I work part-time at a VFW for combat vets, and he is a quartermaster there. So that's how I met him.
Aw, there we go. Now,
I love that.
I hope you feel comfortable sharing that with us and feel good about
That's a great point, though. You don't give anyone the opportunity to attach their negativity to it, which happens all the time.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in this morning. You can hit us up. Let us know what you think about this. Maybe send us a DM or tweet us. Radio Now AM Show. Okay, coming up next here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, a little thing we like to call Box of... Shame!
No!
We're going to go live on our Instagram, and Mackenzie is going to face it. Make sure you follow us, Radio Now AM Show, so you can cheer her on.